27th of November, the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues with a couple of affable hosts, namely me and Ken Kessler, here to report to you on the interesting stories of the day. Morning, the day is fresh for some of you, and maybe if you're, depending on where you are in the world, it could be the end of the day. That doesn't change what's going on. The storms that threaten to upend holiday travel are big news. There's a lot of Thanksgiving news, as you can imagine. The day before Thanksgiving 2013, I was on the road last night, and the traffic going westbound from Boston out to Hartford Cutoff is what we call it, down toward New York City for hours and hours and hours, people sitting in that traffic. And today is supposed to be the big travel day, but it's turning out to be that Tuesday is as much of a terrific traffic day as Wednesday is. It's funny because it's never this way coming back. It's always going, but people spread it out. They come back on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's not as much of, isn't much of a hook to travel. But man, you need to get the hook out. Turkey Day tomorrow, football day for a lot of people, giving thanks and thoughtful thanks for important things. Now, that's really, I think, what this week is all about. So with that in mind, let's talk about some of the things that's big on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television. I should say some of the things that are, plural, because there are a number of things, not just Thanksgiving and not just travel, but the nuclear deal reached over the weekend for Iran. The White House, once again, feels that they are being improperly cornered, if you will, or accused of doing something that isn't what really they've done. Well, what they're being accused of is the usual same old stuff. They haven't gone far enough, prepared well enough, done a good enough job. That's the stuff really that they're being accused of. So what do you think of this deal? 888-302-3684. We're going to have a number of, a couple of pieces of News Talk Radio, and then callers that you, I'm sure that they're, are things that have been said by people. Maybe they've changed their mind. It happens that way. Initial reaction to something like this, usual visceral party stuff, and then people calm down a little bit. Let's get a little bit more information. Yesterday, the White House asked the Iranian government to help return Robert Levinson, a retired FBI agent who went missing in Iran about 6 years ago. Iran has repeated that they did not have him, but the fellow who was in there last, Mr. I'm a Dinner Jacket, gave some undisclosed proof that he was alive and he was still there. But, as I said, the criticism continues from both Republicans and Democrats. As a matter of fact, here's Senator Chuck Schumer saying Iran is simply putting a temporary halt to their nuclear weapons program until the money from the lifted sanctions starts coming in. Here's, Senator Lindsey Graham, who's on the other side. Both these guys never saw a microphone, Kenny, or a television camera they didn't want to be in front of. Graham says sanctions are working, yada, yada. So what do we have on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter regarding this problem?
Chris says, all we need to know is that the Iran nuclear deal will prevent nuclear war.
And it will not. Who else?
Raymond said...
Whoop, there it is.
Weak.
So try that again, start over again, because it didn't quite connect.
Raymond says, this is a redux of Jimmy Carter. Iranians negotiating with another weak American president.
Something to be said for that. We didn't get very far with the... Isn't it interesting how long this has been a problem? We had, basically the United States was responsible for the Shah coming to power, being there for as long as he was. I think it was, 20 some odd years. And then when he got sick, came over here for treatment. And when he was over here for treatment, there was a coup. And Jimmy Carter supported it, I think, because he said it was in the name of democracy. Do I remember that correctly? Seems to me something like that was the order of the day, and then everything fell apart. So the essence of what's going on may be a return to that same problem or the same situation. And yes, two weak presidents do not make a strong one.
Well, the difference here, though, is that this isn't just America negotiating with Iran. This is five other countries.
Do you really believe that this is an American deal?
Council.
Honestly, do
no,
you really think the Chinese and the Russians actually had input here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all five countries did.
So then is this an example of people not giving Obama a fair shake? Maybe. 888-3.
I lost the connection.
I know you did. That's why I gave you a minute. Sometimes that happens there. The loveliness of technology. Ken's in San Diego. I'm in Boston. Our main studio is in Washington. And we put all of this stuff together, and sometimes there's a plug that gets loose. Actually, I'm amazed that there aren't more problems technologically, because most of the country has been affected by this weather, the storm that came, that started pretty much down the Texas panhandle and worked its way across the big snow in New Mexico. I think northern Arizona had a lot of it, and then it moved across the panhandle of Texas, moved up through the central Midwest, made life miserable for people there, driving, horrors, and then moved across through the eastern part of our country, Pennsylvania, Washington, the Delmarva, up into New York. So it's snowing. I think they had a foot and a half of snow in Buffalo, matter of fact, yesterday. And so it's moved up. So the wind and rain are where I am. This is closer, like 40, 50 miles from the coast. It's 60 degrees right now. Yesterday morning at this time it was 30. Right now it's 60. And the rain is really pouring down. And it's really raised, as you can imagine, Cain, and will for the next 4 or 5 hours, and then it blows out to sea. But not without its toll. Anyway, so connections are not great everywhere. We're all subject to the vagaries of the weather. Anyway, so you had one more comment, you think, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. So we'll have to, make this work better a little bit. In a moment, let's pause. 14 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15, $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
The following conversation will be heard in many homes this week.
Honey, want to go to Kohl's starting at 8 p.m. Thursday for exclusive in-store only specials like a 32-inch TV for $139.99, diamond earrings for $89.99, or Xbox 360 for $139.99 while supplies last? Okay, why did I eat so much pie?
Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Quantities limited. Limit one per customer. Some discounts may not apply. No rain checks.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters. like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears Doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. The essence of our conversation about Iran may be wrapped up in this conversation we monitored from a talk program hosted by Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette. They talk here to military analyst Colonel David Hunt, and Hunt talks about what a great deal this is for Iran.
The president thinks this is a great deal. Secretary of State John Kerry thinks it's a great deal for Israel. Who's it a great deal for, Colonel?
Iran. Iran's got a great deal. That's okay for now. What it gives us is about 6 months. Maybe, if we can verify what we signed, it slows down their development process by about 6 months. The overarching, though, you have to be able to talk to the bad guys. You got a choice. Three choices. Don't talk. You know what? That hasn't gone well. You go to war. We don't need a third one in 12 years.
Nope.
Or you can try to talk to them. And it doesn't work very well with regimes like Iran, North Korea, a lot. But you have to have this kind of a process. You have to. Or you go to the other two options. So Iran gets the better part of this deal for sure. Israel's not going to be happy unless everything is destroyed. Their complete nuclear capability is destroyed. Don't think that's ever going to happen. But I think in the next 6 months, we'll see a huge public relations campaign against this by Iran and a lot of people and a lot of conservatives don't like this as well.
So, Colonel, let me play devil's advocate for a minute and say what. Now, obviously, we know why we don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. That's clear. But what right do we have to tell another country they can or can't have weapons? And what do we do about it if they say, well, we don't care what you think? What are you going to do about it? Bomb us? So two-part question.
We have a right to tell a terrorist state, which is what Iran is, that they can do no harm because of their absolute support of Hezbollah and Hamas, the killing of Americans in Iraq by Iranian special forces, and so many other things that Iran has done since the Ayatollah came in from France all those years ago. We have the right to protect ourselves against a terrorist state, which is what Iran is. Normally, for a country like, you know, Japan or Israel or maybe even Denmark got the bomb by now, but no, they don't. But the countries that don't have these kind of intentions, we don't have a right. We wouldn't want anybody to tell us that. But I think in a world in which there are state sponsors of terrorism, like North Korea, and they got the bomb, by the way. And at the end of this story, I'm not sure, unless we are willing to go to war, that we will be able to stop. We have not yet been able to stop a country from having a bomb. We have been more often than not surprised, like Pakistan, like India, and like North Korea, that they have it. And we find out that they have it when they blow one up on the ground.
The U.S.-led nuclear deal with Iran making strange bedfellows in the Middle East. The allies that we've had there, Saudi Arabia, Israel, not happy with us. Some of the other countries that haven't been happy with us now seem to be happy with us. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, says this is really a dangerous deal. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Callers coming up here on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
By all the background noise, this is obviously from one of the talent shows. Happens The Voice was on last night, and this is a singer, Ellie Goulding, opening up the program. The song is called Burn, a hit for her. Singing with her is Will Champlin, one of the competitors, Matthew Schuller, and James Wolpert, all trying to get to the finals on The Voice. So there they are. Everybody's cheering. Hooray! Not everybody's cheering. What'd you say, Kenny?
Hooray!
Hooray! 24 after. On the day before Thanksgiving. Okay, so we're having a conversation about the nuclear deal. Is it a good deal? Is it a gamble? The president called Mr. Netanyahu and said, calm down, this is going to be okay, we're trying to do something. And I think he did calm down Netanyahu a little bit. Israel remains our priority. We got to figure out how to make it easier and better for you to live there. So, I mean, if those are the intentions, that's good. Here's host Skip Essek talking to Congressman David Nunes about Nunes' concern with his deal.
Let's examine this to see why this is supposed to be a good deal, Congressman.
Basically, there's, as you know, I've been sitting on the Intelligence Committee for several years now, and we didn't know anything about these negotiations. We weren't told about them. It appears like even all of our intelligence services didn't know about the negotiations, or if they did, it was held very close at the highest level. And the bottom line is the intelligence that we gather globally doesn't match this agreement and doesn't support this agreement. So essentially what I'm concerned about and what most people should be concerned about is that Iran's going to be able to gain access to nuclear weapons, which is probably going to nuclearize the whole entire Middle East.
What about this being a six-month deal? Did I hear that right? It's a six-month deal?
Well, I think the first North Korean deal was around a six-month deal if you go back many years ago. I mean, if we didn't learn our lesson from that, when will we learn our lesson?
Some of the crucial dealings have occurred in the shadows, as you just indicated. You didn't know anything about it. Do you think the cloak and dagger was necessary?
No, because I don't believe that they're going to do it. The intelligence doesn't match the deal.
Well, how is that?
There's nothing that tells us that this new Iranian regime is any different than the old regime, other than they just put a happy face on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But behind the scenes, they're still doing the exact same things. And even this agreement, it doesn't stop them from using the centrifuges that they have now.
All right. 888-302-3684. Jackson, Kentucky, listening to Good Deal, Good Deal. to the Good Deal program. Is this a good deal?
I think it's a good agreement. You know, the AEA is going to be there conducting daily inspections. It's a short-term agreement. I think that, you know, we'll know rather quickly whether or not they're going, the Iranians will comply with the agreement. And we can always go back to the sanctions in 6 months.
All right, David, in Washington, should everybody like this?
I'm happy with this agreement. Every American should be. The problem is not Iran. The problem is Israel. What is Israel going to do now? 2 days ago on the Charlie Rose show, one of their foreign ministers stated that if Iran wasn't completely dismantled, if they weren't forced to completely dismantle all their centrifuges and not be able to enrich any uranium at all, that they would attack Iran. Israel has a long history of attacking its neighbors and destroying all kinds of infrastructure, including a couple of nuclear facilities all over the place. We have to be concerned about this because our Senate, AIPAC-controlled Senate, has repeatedly passed resolutions stating that it will defend, quote-unquote, Israel in the event of such an attack.
All right. So there seems to be some interesting opinion that's shifting as we get into the week a little more. I thought it was interesting also to note that Israel is nosing around looking for new alliances, including with the Saudi Arabians. Pretty interesting stuff. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears Doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream, absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
At 33 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, day before Thanksgiving. The essence of Thanksgiving for a lot of people, it's sports, eating, more sports, Thanksgiving football. So there are a number, Kenny, of related. Sorry, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, with Ken Kessler here on the 27th? It is the 27th, right? 27th of November. Okay, so there are a number of, and I'm chuckling because the first part of the story amuses me and amuses a lot of other people. Whether it amuses you or not, you can share your thoughts. 888-302-DOUG or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, the games being aired in both Detroit and Baltimore are going to have some radio ads protesting the Redskins and their name. The Oneida Indians, the Oneida Nation, which is a New York-based tribe, have been the most consistent voice calling for the Redskins and its owner, Dan Snyder, to change their name because the Oneidas find Redskins racist and offensive. The Oneidas have been able to buy radio on, sports radio station in Dallas, KRLD. The Skins played the Cowboys down there in October. They were rebuffed by the Washington CBS sports station. In other words, they were told, no, we're not going to put this ad on here. Now, they are going to be buying time in Detroit on the sports talk radio station there. And in Baltimore, on the football sports station there. The spokesperson for the Oneida Nation says the mandate from the leaders of the tribe is to take down Snyder. All right? So you can go to changethemascot.com, I think, is the website if you want to listen to the spot. I don't know. Maybe we should go there. Michael, why don't you go see if you can find that spot. Change the Mascot is the site. And I just listen to it because I want to hear what they say. I don't remember, Kenny, do we play the spot that they aired before? I'm not sure it's the same spot. I'm sure it's locally originated. And by the way, why would anybody in Detroit care? Maybe in Baltimore. they might because they're close to Washington. But why would anybody in Detroit care? Why would they? And do you think this is a, is this an appropriate way? Anybody wants to have a conversation about anything. This is controversy. Whoopee. Let's talk about it. All right. So let's roll back a moment to the spot itself and see what you think about it. Michael has the spot.
I'm Ray Hulbritter of the Oneida Indian Nation. Thanksgiving is a day to celebrate the ideals of mutual respect between Native Americans and their surrounding communities, and to give thanks. In that spirit, we express our gratitude to everyone who has stood up in support of an important civil rights issue, changing the Washington NFL team's name. We give thanks to the civil rights and religious leaders, students, sports icons, members of the media, lawmakers from both parties, the President of the United States, and Americans from all walks of life who have spoken out against this continued use of Washington's racist mascot. We are deeply thankful that this moral and civil rights issue has expanded into a national debate. The supporters of change have sent a powerful message to the NFL. They have said that no group deserves to be treated as targets of a racial slur. They have said Native Americans deserve to be treated as what we are. Americans.
Paid for by the Oneida Indian Nation of New York.
All right. What say you? I have no comment, actually, other than what I've said. I tend to not be very sympathetic to the continuing charges from every group. Like there was some group of Japanese people who were upset that Katy Perry was dressed as a geisha girl on the AMA Awards on Sunday night. Who cares? Why would you be upset about that? Somebody's going to be upset about anything and everything. However, I will tell you, just listening to that spot, we've been talking about this, Kenny, for how long? Months. Maybe.
Months, yeah.
Months and months and months. I could feel myself just a little bit leaning in their direction. Just a little eensy teensy bit. Hearing the way he pronounced Redskins. And then thinking what the mascot, the picture looks like. I don't know. I think most of the time these things are much ado about nothing. But could you consider it offensive? Yeah, I mean, I can understand how anybody would find their sensitivities not balanced because of something like that. But does it make a difference at the end of the day? Is this the most important thing to happen? In terms of football, no. I would say the NFL has some other fish to fry. The food and football tomorrow may be sidelined a bit by continuing conversation about these three major sets of class action lawsuits based on concussions received by players of, not only football. Now, I'm looking, first of all, let's talk about the football settlement and how it's been derailed, and then think for a minute about other sports, some of the women that are getting involved in these suits. The media, news media has done a terrible job. Sports news media, really bad job in covering the professional football players' concern over concussions. The NFL made a big deal out of having settled, so they said, for $765 million. I think that was announced sometime in the summer, Kenny, wasn't it? $765 million for the families and for the players that may have been affected by not having good enough helmets, by all the concussions, by all of the head injuries, spine injuries, neck injuries. Now, if you really dig into this, you will find that there was a settlement that was supposed to be approved by the court in October, but it was not. In fact, the hearing was postponed indefinitely by the judge, supposedly to more fully evaluate the fairness of the financial deals. The reports now that are surfacing this week suggest that that $765 million is not enough and the deal is languishing. It's been criticized by a lot of commentators because there are several reasons. Many of the players will never get any money because their medical problems can't be proven to meet the settlement's high standard for compensation, which says the condition has to be severe. How are you going to define severe? Somebody got, that's like, I always say, how are you going to, in cases of people, the community standard for obscenity, what's that? Who's gonna figure out what the community agrees to when it comes to something like that? All the money may be paid out to early claimants, so the younger players coming along now, you don't know much about their conditions at this point in time, will be left holding an empty bag. payouts will be inadequately small because the overall settlement amount is nowhere near enough to cover all the players who may eventually seek and need financial compensation. Hasn't Bob Costa been doing a lot on this? He'd been interviewing. Didn't I see there was something? As a matter of fact, I think we talked about it here. Brett Favre now is noticing that his life is changing for reasons that are connected to this sort of thing. Now, he's a very popular guy, very well known, and he's one of the people that seem to be standing up to this settlement. So one wonders how this goes. And then, other than the NFL lawsuits, there are a number of other plaintiffs in some of these. Consider this, the college football arena, where 500,000 men who are alive today played football in college over the years. And think about the other concussions that have occurred in hockey, rugby, soccer, other sports. College players are not employees, so there's no argument that defendants are protected by some workman's comp law. So that's the difference between the college players and the NFL. The NCAA is looking around at this and starting to scratch their head and think, ooh, this could be something that is a game changer, pardon the pun. Matter of fact, I saw something in the Huffington Post which predicted healthcare issues could mean the collapse of the NCAA as we know it. And in that story, also that Frontline report that was on a month or so ago, the NFL and college reps say, quote, if only 10% of mothers may be convinced that their sons should not play football, that's the end of football. I've been urging that for how long, Kenny? 3 years? 4 years? If you're a parent and you allow your children to do these rough and tumble sports where they have no protection or little protection, because whether you think it's good for them, it's good for your ego because your son may be a champ or your daughter is a soccer champ, whatever it is, you are placing their lives in jeopardy. You may be ruining their lives, all to assuage your ego or the ego of others who say, wow, look at my son, what a great football player he is. This thing is just now beginning. This is just scratching the surface, now beginning to be a problem that people are talking about. And it is not going to stop here. Too many people now are into this, looking over not only with the NFL. That's what started it all. I remember when I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater, one of the reasons that I left the board was because of the disrespect I felt from members, not only members of the board of trustees, but because the administration was really upset at me because I could ruin the college by creating this sense of drama around football. That would create. We had 139 kids that were admitted to the class, the last class that I remember being a part of, and that were connected to football in one way or another. So what does that do to admissions? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. And I guess those are legitimate concerns, but I have not been convinced of anything other than I was right when it comes to all of this stuff. So are there lawyers that are sniffing around this? Of course there are, like they did for the tobacco settlements. Remember all the money that was made? A lot of lawyers made a lot of money, and there'll be a lot of lawyers making a lot of money in this. That doesn't change the fact that it is dangerous. And there are three different sets of class action lawsuits, concussion lawsuits, billions of dollars at stake, thousands of lives at stake, and the future of some sports. I'll bet you in 10 years from now, football will either not be played or you won't recognize it. Kenny, you agree with that or not?
Yeah, and not just football. 10 NHL players have, yep, former NHL players are
working this over. Yeah, it's something to be considered, especially, again, a lot of people spending time with football and other sports over Thanksgiving, so maybe some food for thought, if you'll pardon that pun. 15 before the hour on Good Day. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The number one New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is a mysterious novel that mixes fiction with found photographs. The author is Ransom Riggs.
I have a pretty broad readership in that, you know, there are many teenagers because the book's marketed as a young adult novel, and classes in school have read it, and then older people too, you know, men and women, older folks. And they all have a pretty wide range of reactions to the book. The young kids seem to get hooked in just the story and the magical world that Jacob discovers and the creatures and the peculiar abilities. And the older readers tend to respond to the connection to history that the book has. There's a lot in there about World War II, and I try to tie in the fantasy narrative with real history a little bit, so that the book has one foot in history and one foot in fantasy. And adults and older folks really are interested in the photos and where I got the photos, if they're manipulated at all. Very few of them are, by the way. On the surface, it's very creepy and the pictures are unsettling. And people often tell me I had to keep all the lights on when I was reading your book and it gave me nightmares and I couldn't sleep. And, you know, that makes me blush with pride. But I think at its heart, it's a story about a kid who's coming to terms with himself and building new relationships and breaking out of his comfort zone. And it's a coming-of-age story in many ways.
Novelist Ransom Riggs, author of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 11 and a half minutes for the hour. Hello to the folks listening in Washington today, a point-to-point connection with people all around the country, folks listening down in Florida, out in Michigan, in Oregon. Hello and good morning to you in Arizona and Minnesota. People are listening in Colorado, let's see, Maryland, Missouri, all these folks. We're liking you and you're liking us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. One of the things that's on people's minds today and will be over the weekend, actually maybe until the Supreme Court actually takes up this challenge, the continuing challenge to the health care law. Justices at the Supreme Court announced yesterday they will be considering the so-called contraception mandate. There's been a long-running dispute over whether businesses can use religious objections to deny birth control coverage for employees, and dozens of lawsuits have stemmed from this. So the Supreme Court will consider two specific cases, one of them involving a company called Hobby Lobby, another from Conestoga Wood Specialties Corporation. There was a statement released yesterday by the White House defending the coverage of contraception. Ms. Sebelius was on the air on some talk program saying, where do you draw the line? Well, you draw the line at a place where people feel uncomfortable. Why does the government, this is again back to big government and the bully. The healthcare law puts women and families in control of their healthcare by covering vital preventative care like cancer screenings and birth control free of charge. Free of charge. How do you figure free of charge? Nothing's free. What an outrageous statement. It's being paid for by the people who sign up for it and or the taxpayers. What an arrogant statement that is. The whole thing wrapped around this issue is arrogant. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, heard on American Forces Radio all around the world every day, right after Rush Limbaugh. I am going to pass along some information that I got gleaned from the Stars and Stripes paper, which is all part of the American Forces Radio, what they call the Defense Media Activity Group. And every year it has a $50 million budget, give or take a million or two. And the suggestion has been made by the administration through the Pentagon, I guess this is an administrative area of the Pentagon, suggesting that American Forces Radio, Stars and Stripes, and the television channel known as the Pentagon Channel may get a budget cut, which would may, again, I don't, the reason I'm passing this along is because I want those of you who are listening on American Forces Radio to know that this is part of what may face you in the future. There are very few things that we do well in support of our troops. We do a lot of talking, politicians back and forth BSing about how they support the troops, and then they cut programs across the board, whether they're health programs, service programs, and this is another example. So they say with one side of their mouth, yep, we support our troops. And then here's something that's a great morale booster for forces around the world to be able to listen to conversation on the radio, the issues of the day, be able to read about things in Stars and Stripes, be able to get other connections through the Pentagon Channel. Senator McCain says that American Forces Radio, among many other things, does sports as well, which all of our men and women who are in service love. So this would be crazy to cut it. I think Kenny was going to post that story at facebook.com/Good Day Show, so you can read it and you can share it. All right, we'll do our best to post that at our Facebook page. Meanwhile, time to spend a minute or two, as time allows here, sort of getting the Thanksgiving travel routine in order. If you're heading out of town today, here's a warning. You're wading into a vast sea of people doing exactly what you're doing, moving all across different parts of the country. This is the big travel weekend of the year in terms of volume, and there's lots of rough weather in the mix. So let's see here. Drivers who are out, I think that's one of the reasons last night I was talking earlier about how much traffic there was on the Mass Turnpike. I was out on that last night between about 5 and 9. and the weather had started to move in, and there was an 84-mile, can you imagine that, most of the length of the turnpike, it's 114 miles, I think 84 miles, was plugged solid from the middle of the afternoon, and it was plugged solid when I was coming back from the west, and that was about 9 o'clock last night. So this is going to be a tough time. Weather patterns that have lasted 3 to 4 days. So people in the Midwest who are heading east have got this. I know somebody who's connected with our program who started on the West Coast heading east, and they just stayed the storm. They've stayed in the storm all across the country. So know that the weather will get much better. It's going to be much colder tomorrow, but it'll be much better for traveling. So maybe those of you who don't have much, we've got 50, 100 miles to go, you may want to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to be traveling, flying tomorrow morning. I normally would not travel on, especially a holiday like Thanksgiving, because I want to be on the air live, but we won't be on the air live tomorrow because of the fact that I got to get on an airplane. And speaking of that, the best thing a Thanksgiving traveler can do at the airport is get there early. There aren't necessarily more people flying because there aren't more flights. It's just that more of them are not experienced. So I know what to do. I don't ever check a bag. I get very comfortably dressed, and I understand how to get through security. A lot of people don't, and that'll slow down security lines. And so bringing that around to a focus. By the way, speaking of that, there's a proposal which has surfaced that I find very interesting. There are people who want to privatize the TSA. How many people think that's a good idea? Raise your hand. Now, TSA has been one of my targets, like the NFL, for a long time. Isn't it interesting how people who do this for a living, we come up with things that we are, that we find pet peeves. Mine, I mean, I guess I'm on the same bandwagon with everybody when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. That's not anything new, but uniquely, I'm really focused on the TSA and the abuses that come from them. And I am also focused on the NFL and those abuses, and have been for years and years. We all have our causes, and those are two of mine. Whether to privatize the TSA is a good idea or not, I don't even think there ought to be a TSA. I don't think we need maybe the little, some kind of checks and balances, I suppose, are necessary. But under the circumstance, I think that the TSA has never had a purpose that was clear, and they've never really fulfilled whatever purpose somebody said that they had. So something you'll think about if you're not a frequent traveler when you go through the mumbo-jumbo of the TSA and their routine traveling today and tomorrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.